It's Purim, and a few hours ago, Or Shalom did not gather as planned with three other congregations to eat together and drink together and laugh together and sing together and hear an inspiring story about our people facing terrible times and finding their way through. We could have all used a chance to laugh and release in the face of real darkness, which is what Purim is all about. But at this current moment, it felt more important to call off the party and listen to the voice of caution, urging us to rest, urging us to stop. Today, looking around at news and the list of closures and cancellations, something occurred to me as I heard stories about the impact on the energy sector and people canceling their flights and their cruises and not commuting to work in person. All of these whole systems just stopping. And I zoomed out in my imagination and thought about the earth not as a vast, unknowable expanse, but as a single organism with systems interconnecting just like in our bodies. And I started to wonder, what is this moment for the earth, this coronavirus moment? I started to wonder if it was a bit like a chemo treatment. And then I started to wonder if it was more like Shabbat. We don't know how to stop anymore. We don't remember how to just be in our small sphere without endlessly driving and flying across the world and sending plumes of carbon dioxide up into the air for our pleasure, for our curiosity, for our convenience. We just don't know how to stop. It's not easy, and there's a lot of resistance, and even in the wake of directives from the health department and scientists, there's still a widespread feeling of, that must not be directed at me. That advice, that recommendation, that commandment, surely it's only talking to those other people around me. I don't need to stop. But what if we do? What if this is a very hard but necessary lesson for all of us? I wonder what the impact of this coronavirus is going to be on global warming. Maybe we'll find after we take stock that if only the Earth were to practice Shabbat once a week, we could make a serious impact on our carbon footprint right now. What if the earth is teaching us the hard way what she needs, what we need, through the mighty power of a microscopic organism? The fevered earth is teaching us how to rest. She's teaching us that we cannot be individually safe and healthy while leaving the most vulnerable among us behind. She's teaching us to provide good health care and paid sick leave. She's teaching us that all of humankind, all living things are connected. Our separateness is an illusion. No one wants to learn the hard way. But in the midst of hard experience, we can always choose to learn. And I pray, please God, that we can take the lessons we need from this challenging experience and not repeat it again.